If the nations draw together to create a 200 million man army, what would it look like? America has the capability, realistically, of pulling 25 million for its army. 25 million. Latin America, 48 million, approximately. And these are pretty aggressive numbers. Africa, all of Africa, 70 million. Europe, 40 million. Now, here comes the other one, China, / Russia, and the stands. I don't know, Pakistan, and Uzbekistan, and Kazakhstan, and Dustan, and Arstan. But they have over 300 million easily obtained in an army. So the message today is just talking about time and the race to trumpets. 200 million man horsemen. Now the rest of the scripture, we won't read it, but about the colors, about the horses and what they look like, the shields, the heads, the tails, the serpent tails. We won't go into that, but you know. Point number two, the decay of morals. We've had messages on this. We know that this country is not far behind our other country, which is our younger brother / more powerful nation, England, at one point. The moral decay in England is far advanced than America. And America's moral decay is pretty bad. 1916, about 100 years ago, guess what happened? Abortion clinic opened up. 1920s, the Industrial Revolution. You talk about destruction of a planet? Industrial Revolution. Manufacturing. It is the single greatest cause of destruction on this earth. It takes every living resource, every dead resource, every resource and consumes it, so we can consume it. I won't go into all of it, the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, some of you, a lot of you, most of you were there. Major sexual immorality advances, contraceptives, the pill, all of that during that time, allowing people to be free to do whatever they wanted. Also, special medicines were created, which allowed people to be more promiscuous. Then you have 1973, legalization of abortion. And now let's skip to now. We have lost sexual identity. We don't even know if we're man or woman. Again, America's decay is real, and we are advancing towards that. Quick story, I couldn't believe I had to read it, the headline a couple times, man gives birth, and of course it's English, it's an English person. A woman, normal woman, turns a certain age, hey, I'm a man, okay? She becomes a man, England says, okay, you're a man. She gives birth. She has a baby. She sues the vital records in the government because my birth certificate for my baby is wrong. It says that a mother gave birth. I am a man. You have to put father gave birth on that. After 3 years, sanity, luckily didn't prevail. The Supreme Court or wherever the court is in England said, no. Only a woman can give birth. Her argument, if men gave birth, they would understand how women feel. And I just shook my head, like really, the moral decay is rapid. So a question, how bad is it now? I really ask myself that. We live in this time and we understand what we see around us. Is this worse than before? Is it? I don't know. I don't think it is, but it's bad right now. Please, if you can, turn over to Romans. Romans 1, 28. Romans 1, verse 28. We know this scripture very well. I'll just read it. Romans 1, 28. And let's make sure I have 1, verse 20. Yes. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of every envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters,
inventors of evil. Of evil things, disobedient of parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, and it goes on and on. So you can read that and you can get the picture. It's very bad. The concordance that I have says, the study Bible says, these verses contain one of the most extensive lists of sins in all Scripture. The list shows the exhaustive sweep of human moral depravity. Note that while society tends to rationalize certain sins, God judges all sins. These sins particularly reveal our rebellious hearts. All, without exception, deserve God's punishment. That is a big thing that's lost today. Rationalization. This is fine. I can read the scripture and this is okay. No, I don't even read the scripture and I know this is okay. And then all of a sudden they don't even know that there is such a thing as God. So point three, pain of God's people. Last night we heard a little bit about this, but we, God's people, are going through many things. Our spiritual ancestors were slaughtered for keeping the Sabbath. They were called out, they were identified, and they were killed. Mind-boggling. Satan has control over the whole world, and he has fooled every single person. In battle, if you have taken all the cities and there is only one left, what do? You take all your armies and you go against that city and you destroy it. Well, guess who's the one city left? Us. Satan is focused all his attention on the destruction of God's children, which is us. And he is constantly attacking us. Now, of course, you know where I'm going to turn. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. You don't even need to turn there. I think you understand the scripture. The Satan, the devil, seeks, as like a roaring lion, seeks whom he can devour. Lions do not practice catching and releasing. Once a lion catches you, it's over. Satan attacks when least expected, and desires to destroy completely those whom he attacks. And that is us. So in conclusion, as we will hear in the main message today, trumpets is most likely when Christ returns. This day, we are here on this day. Look at what is called out of the world, us, a little of us. In the near future, it will happen. The time for the 200 million man army is now. We see it. It's possible. Moral decay is advancing faster and faster. God's people are under attack increasingly as our adversary. We here have the Holy Spirit. We know the seasons. We know the seasons. We know what will happen. Do not delay in your studying, your prayer, and your meditation. Do not delay your objective, which is to seek first the kingdom of God. If you die tomorrow, you can say you did fight that good fight. Or is there room for improvement? We here are being judged today. Let us live our lives knowing the return of Christ is so close.